My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The Athletic came out with their hopometer. Did you see the hopometer yet?
The hopometer.
It's the hopometer.
Might need to explain what that
is. So the Athletic has something called the hopometer. And what the hopometer is a fan-sourced poll of how optimistic each fan base is. It's a ranking of how optimistic each fan base is. It says here in the example, or in the description, fan-sourced or pessimistic at each NFL fan base is right now. And the author wanted to highlight the best. The best is the Detroit Lions. They're first overall. They're at 98.8% optimism. Says there's plenty to love for the Lions, who probably should have won the NFC title last year. The front office worked hard to maintain the core, and retaining offensive coordinator Ben Johnson might be the biggest coup of the offseason. He wrote, I don't know if beating out the optimism of the back-to-back Super Bowl champs is logical, but I still get it. You know where the Steelers sit right now?
I feel like their fans, maybe we're listening too much to their broadcasters. It feels like their fans aren't all that optimistic.
They're 25th, 41.5% optimism. Optimist Greg says, new offensive coordinator, new quarterbacks, what's not to love, same style defense. Optimist Dwight says, Mike Tomlin will rejuvenate the career of Russell Wilson and possibly Justin Fields. By the way, they made Russell Wilson a captain.
I know they did, yeah.
Going to ask Chris Muller about that coming up at 8 o'clock. Pessimist also put it on Tomlin, says he hasn't won a playoff game in nearly a decade, has only three playoff wins since 2010.
That's a long time.
Do you know there where the Browns sit in the hopometer? Take a guess.
Take a guess.
I'm going to assume it's not great.
It's 28th. It's behind the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, my God.
Should be ahead of the Pittsburgh
According
Steelers.
According to this poll, it is behind the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are 28th. In this, they didn't just ask like five people. They asked a lot of people in the hopometer to try to make sure that they got this thing right, to try to make sure that they got the hope all together. Nearly 12,000 fans who responded were free to decide what the questions meant to them. And in that hopometer, ranking 28th, just ahead of the New England Patriots at 29, who are going to be terrible this year. The Cleveland Browns sit at 35.1% optimism. Optimist Cooper says, there's even backhand stuff in what Optimist Cooper says. Optimist Cooper, guys, don't go at the messenger here. I'm just reading what I got here. The quote, the roster, especially the defense, has way too much talent not to get double-digit wins and make the playoffs. Will we win the Super Bowl? Question mark. No chance Deshaun Watson has that in him. Bummer we're wasting such a fantastic defensive run with him at QB, but as a lifelong Browns fan, winning double-digit games is something to enjoy. Optimist Mike, I always feel optimistic about the Browns when expectations are low. The roster is loaded, but there isn't an unreasonable buzz around the team that has plagued us in earlier seasons. Okay, he's trying to speak softly and carry a big stick. Pessimist Steve, I've been a Browns fan way too long to be optimistic about anything. Plus, Watson hasn't shown hardly anything since the trade. Pessimist Steve, God hates the Browns. All right, that's something I can't fix. I don't think God hates the Browns. I don't know if God cares about the Browns. I don't know. I haven't talked to God lately about it.
I mean, I thought God was he tooketh away at the beginning of last year.
Then he giveth.
But then he giveth. On a wild run that got people really excited.
Well, I'll talk to the big man and we'll decide whether or not he hates the Browns. I'll put in a good word for us as best we can. This is, you know, you and I kind of had a epiphany yesterday. What was it, 8:20? We're like, there's no excitement here. Where are you folks to this season? It's the week of opening week, opening kickoff day with the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, this just accentuates it right here. They are an 11-6 football team coming back. There's very little optimism whatsoever. 35.1%. I didn't come up with the poll. The Athletic did.
Yeah.
The Athletic did that poll.
I don't know how exactly they came to that, but I have to say, right now, compared to years previous, it does kind of match. It does kind of match the feedback that we are getting, or I should say not getting, right now. And yeah. I know people say, well, it's up to you. It's up to you to get them going and to hype them up. And, you know, periodically we'll do that. We'll play the Browns music. We'll do our best. But it also has to match the fans. It has to represent the fans. It can't come out of a place that doesn't exist.
Yeah. I can't just make it up.
Yeah, then it's phony.
Then
it's not organic.
Forced and phony, and then it's not right. If you're feeling that way, then be that way. But I don't think a lot of people are right now. This is a very weird feeling. And, I mean, you have Optimus Cooper. Winning double-digit games is something to enjoy. Is it something to enjoy? Is that enough for Browns fans this year? I mean, I heard a caller on Peterlin last night, and I think he was ripping me. He said he was ripping Daryl. And maybe Daryl said it today, and I'm not sure, because last week we talked about our goals for the Browns. And I said my goal for the Browns was to make the playoffs. And I got hammered for it. Hammered for it. My goal was going, hey, we can't guarantee that this team's going to win a Super Bowl or even thoroughly approach a Super Bowl. But if they go to the playoffs, then everybody stays employed, and then I know long-term answers, or at least I can start to know long-term answers about Deshaun Watson and formulate some of those answers about him. I would consider that a success. I got killed for it. So people's expectations right now, if they were to ask, if I'm getting killed for this, then people's expectations are probably the Super Bowl, and it's right here where this person believes whoever Optimus Cooper is in this Athletic poll, that person believes they don't have a chance.
Yeah, now,
literally no chance. Deshaun Watson has that in him. That's what's written here.
Well, you, Anthony, brought up, you know, we're not going to force anything, and we're reading Optimus, but it's in text. The optimist that we've heard call in the last week, although their words are optimistic, you can hear in their tone, it's not there. It's not been what it's been in seasons past.
It is the ultimate put up or shut up season. I've never seen it like this in my life. There's been a lot of optimism in years past. There's been optimism on bad teams. Remember the time we got the call from the guy in Mayfield? I said they were going to be 5-11 that year, and the guy called me a homer.
Yeah.
Because I said they're going to be 5-11.
I know, Anthony, you brought up yesterday that go hit a couple big passes and this is all.
Yeah, I think it can change quickly.
Oh, God, yes.
I think it changed quickly.
You think
quickly.
In 1 week, though.
Yeah, here's how. I mean, win the game against the Dallas Cowboys. Have Deshaun Watson.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Watson outplayed Dak Prescott, who again was second in MVP voting last year. who throws for a boatload of yards.
He's been a great regular season quarterback.
I can't believe he was second in MVP.
He's been an elite regular season quarterback.
That blows my mind.
Has he not?
Blows my mind right off.
If Watson does that and this defense, second year in the system, Miles Garrett wins Defensive Player of the Year last year and gets one sack the second half of the season. I mean, imagine if he just goes on a tear from day one this year. We played Shannon Sharp yesterday, who thought it would be the Chiefs and your Cleveland Browns. We played Quincy Avery, the quarterback coach, the guru, with Deshaun Watson, say, actually, his velocity is even up.
Yeah.
So he's throwing the ball harder.
We have a Henry Rowan Gardner situation here.
So we gave you a footprint, or a blueprint, I should say, of how this can be a really good year. We certainly know they have the talent to do it.
And I think that they are ultimately, hey, show me at 425 on Sunday. Until then, shut up about them.
That's how
I think
feels.
That's the way a lot of fans are about it. Guys, I'm not going to sit there and force it if you don't feel it. 216-474-0092. Jeff on the road. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Hi.
I think this lack of optimism is pretty obvious, and it's not that I agree with it, but there's so many questions with this team, and I think it leaves everybody in limbo right now. I mean, the offensive line, the play calling, the quarterback, the injuries that we've had, there's so many things that we could possibly traject ourselves into an 11-12 win season. But at the same time, we could go down in the dumps and have a 6 or 7 win season with the schedule that we've got. So I think that it's just like you said, it's a sit and wait, and nobody's really anticipating and saying, oh, I'm so excited about this season.
Yeah, but Jeff, you know this too. You know this too, though, is that the NFL, the margins, like Lyman, you've been listening to Lyman and I, we've always said 14-0 at the end of the first quarter is nothing. People make that up. The margins are so razor thin in the NFL. So yeah, I think any year we could go 11-6 or 6-11, depending on how the ball bounces in some cases there. And there's other reasons to that too, Jeff, but there's something different this year. There's something different. It's an elephant in the room. I can't sit there and deny it that they need to see the quarterback before anybody gives me any sort of Super Bowl, Super Browns in earnest this year.
100%. And if you don't mind me saying, I think that the part of the problem with that too is that this guy had so much baggage coming in, and the fan base was split from the start. And the fact that he hasn't played that much and the fact that he's been injured, just it compiles on top of that. So that's where I'm at with it.
Jeff, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. Do you agree with a lot of that? I have to agree with a lot of that.
Yeah.
I mean, they want to get behind the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. They want to get behind the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. You haven't had very much of a reason to, and the argument that we can make is such a flimsy argument because it's a half of football.
But here's the great thing.
In a season.
So, if he plays well, outplays Dak, Browns get a victory. God, I'd say even if the Browns lose to the Cowboys. Even if the Browns lose to the Cowboys, but Deshaun Watson plays really well.
He goes for like 303 touchdowns.
I think we're having a conversation about, all right, rein in the other things, but now you got the quarterback.
Jeez, I didn't even think about that.
And we'll look at the second half. If he plays poorly in this game, and it looks like the inconsistent Deshaun Watson, we'll look at the first half of that Ravens game.
216-474-0092. John and Wadsworth. John, good morning.
How's it going, guys?
Not terrible. Go ahead. It's been better. I wish we weren't talking about lack of excitement about a Browns home opener.
You know what? I'll be in the dog pound, season ticket holder. We're going to rock it. My optimism is not great, but it's. I mean, we were a double-digit win team last year. The guy before me kind of stole my thunder a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I really think, at least for me, it's all tied to Deshaun Watson, because I think at this point a lot of us, even though I support Deshaun, I'm just tired of hearing about him. It's like, you know, just we haven't seen anything, as you guys have said. And I think when he came out and did that press conference talking about, oh, people are questioning my character, I think people finally just went, just shut up and go play. Like, we're just tired of hearing about it. And, you know, I don't think there's many question marks on the rest of the team. I mean, Bill Callahan in the offensive line, I think, is the biggest one. But I think we're just so tired of hearing the Deshaun stuff. I think we're just exhausted. And it's like, just go show us, man. Like, you know, I don't want to see your quarterback programs with Quincy Wetz's, you know, I don't want to hear about how your velocity's up and you're a gym. We haven't seen anything, so just go do it. Stop talking and do it.
But, John, that's the only thing I have to go by. If I don't have anything else, what else am I going to be optimistic about?
No, I completely agree. Yeah. But that's why I think that's where the exhaustion comes in.
It's like we know that that's all we have to put our hang our hats on, and we're finally just at Deshaun Watson overload. It's, you know, just go do something. You know, just show us something, man, anything. So,
John, thank you very much for the call. It startles me to a certain degree. I'll explain it in a minute.
Every year at this time, every fan base is trying to cling to things they haven't seen. Like, if there's an offensive coordinator change, you know, like there is in Pittsburgh, and a new quarterback, you'll try to figure out a reason, even though those quarterbacks have been seen.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're not new, but they're new to Pittsburgh. You do try to look for something. And for us, it's Ken Dorsey. It is, you know, a Deshaun Watson who, in a new offense, could be new and improved. Like, you do look for Jerry Jeudy. Haven't seen him. Maybe all of a sudden that puts all the receivers pecking order. And Elijah Moore is going to be a mismatch king this year.
In Pittsburgh's situation, it's like, if this guy sucks, we got Justin Fields. And there's a lot of, no one wants to admit it, there are a lot of Ohio State fans that are Pittsburgh fans in that region down there. And I hate to say Stark County, but you get what I'm saying. There are a lot of those. And so I think that there's some optimism there. Well, if this guy is terrible, then we can you know, break the glass on Justin Fields and get going with a guy who's a highlight reel in a lot of ways. For Deshaun, there's questions of whether or not he's stable enough physically to be able to withstand the punishment now, or if there's any glimpse of 2020 that's still there. And the people are telling you that when you even bring up that question, to stop wasting your time in looking for something that was 4 years ago. And what startles me here is if it doesn't work this year, you're carrying the freight for that for a long period of time. There will always be other things to be interested in, but I don't want it to break certain people in the fan base where they go, you know what, I'm just going to be a Buckeye fan and that's going to be the end of it. I don't want to do that. It's been an 8-year build. That's what, if you want to talk about me being scared of anything, that's what I'm scared of. I want Browns fans to be Browns fans. 216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.